This update is brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. By Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving you in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville, for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Automotive Deckerville, we're all about you. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville will meet with constituents in Bad Axe, Marlette, and Sandusky. On Friday, April 26th, Alexander will be at the Bad Axe Airport, 352 Thompson Road, Bad Axe, from 9 to 10 a.m. Alexander will be at the Sandusky Airport, 1213 North Sandusky Road, Sandusky, from 11 a.m. to noon on Friday, April 26th. Then, on Monday, April 29th, he will be at the Marlette Township Hall, 6725 Airport Road, Marlette, from 9 to 10 a.m. An appointment to meet with the representative is not necessary. Those who are unable to attend but want to speak with Alexander can call his office at 517-373-1791 or send an email to Greg Alexander at house.mi.gov. The Seaboyne Police Department's successful capture of the reckless motorcyclist known as Johnny Rocket underscores the influential role of social media in law enforcement. Within just 8 hours of a wanted post being shared online, the suspect voluntarily surrendered. On March 19th, Officer Temple initiated pursuit after attempting to pull over a speeding motorcycle in the village. The motorcyclist evaded capture by quickly fleeing southbound on M25, reaching speeds of up to 150 miles per hour near the village of Unionville. A significant breakthrough occurred when the village of Seaboyne Police Department issued a request for assistance on March 22nd, seeking to identify the suspect. This post, shared nearly 500 times, prompted an anonymous source to contact the Seaboyne Police Department, identifying Sam Ginglowski, a 24-year-old from Saginaw, as Johnny Rocket. Following Officer Temple's investigation, an arrest warrant for Ginglowski was issued by the Huron County Prosecutor's Office. On Wednesday, April 24th, just 8 hours after the Seaboyne PD posted a wanted update on their social media, Ginglowski voluntarily turned himself in to the authorities at 4:15 p.m. And we will be right back with more news for you here at WLEW and WHST right after this.
If you get into an accident, are you aware that you can take your vehicle to the collision center of your choice? Other shops may not have certified technicians or the proper equipment to do the job right. Here's Justin Kasiba to explain why you should choose Valley Collision of Ubley.
At Valley Collision, we have certified technicians that specialize in metal and aluminum repair. Our licensed and insured have the latest state-of-the-art frame straightening equipment to put your vehicle back to factory specs or even better. We have a downdraft paint booth that bakes the paint on your vehicle just like the factory when it was new, and offer a 3-year written guarantee on all of our collision work.
This is Chris, owner of Valley Collision. If you get into an accident, we hope you choose Valley Collision of Ubley. Give us a call at 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410.
A man currently lodged in the Huron County Jail is facing numerous new charges after reportedly making over 30 calls in a day to a domestic violence case victim in defiance of a no-contact order and purportedly issuing threats to her and other witnesses in the case. Brandon Alonzo Wiggins, 38, formerly associated with Mount Pleasant and reportedly the owner of a construction company in East Point, was arrested for domestic violence on April 9th. He was arraigned the following day on a felony charge of third-degree domestic violence, with bail set at $50,000 cash due to his prior violent criminal record and five outstanding warrants for offenses including embezzlement, second-degree home invasion, and assault causing great bodily harm. Subsequent reports unveiled alleged threats directed at multiple witnesses associated with Wiggins' case while he was incarcerated in Huron County Jail. Investigations by the Bad Axe Police Department into his jail phone calls revealed threats he allegedly made to potential witnesses, with Wiggins claiming ignorance of the criminality of his actions at his latest arraignment. The new charges against Wiggins include threatening the life of one witness and repeated attempts to contact the domestic violence case complaint, resulting in the additional charge of aggravated stalking. During his arraignment in the 73rd B District Court, Wiggins faced charges including intimidation of witnesses, one of which carries a potential prison term of up to 15 years. In response, the Huron County Prosecutor's Office requested restricted jail phone use for Wiggins, limited solely to legal counsel. Judge David B. Harrington imposed strict conditions, including continued call monitoring, and set bond in his new cases to $50,000 cash or surety. With the NFL draft approaching in Detroit, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is urging heightened awareness of human trafficking. Large events often serve as hotbeds for exploitation, emphasizing the importance of recognizing key signs such as physical abuse indicators, like bruises or neglect, lack of control over finances or personal documents, avoidance of eye contact and fearfulness around others, and restricted communication or reluctance to seek help. The Attorney General's website offers tailored advice for reporting and learning the red flags of potential trafficking situations. One of the ways to report is by contacting the National Human Trafficking Resource Center by texting 233-733, a confidential hotline available 24/7 nationwide. Nessel's call underscores the importance of community vigilance and safeguarding vulnerable individuals during high-profile events like the NFL draft, emphasizing the collective responsibility to combat human trafficking. And we will continue after this.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agra Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agra Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
Authorities investigating New York's Gilgo Beach killings have launched a sprawling search of a wooded area on Long Island. A law enforcement official who was not authorized to discuss details of the investigation told the Associated Press about the search area on condition of anonymity. The case has fueled national speculation after years of dead ends. Months ago, prosecutors charged a New York architect with murder in the death of four of the 11 women whose remains were found buried along a remote beach highway in 2010 and 2011. The law enforcement official said dozens of canine units and officers started searching the wooded area Tuesday. A body believed to be that of a missing truck driver has been found in a northwest Iowa field not far from where his abandoned rig was discovered on an isolated highway just before Thanksgiving. but details of his death remain a mystery. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says someone in his field discovered a body Wednesday near where 53-year-old David Schultz's semi was found on November 21st. The DPS didn't identify the body as that of Schultz and says in a news release that a forensic autopsy is planned. But Schultz's wife, Sarah, told reporters today that the person found was wearing boots that matched her husband's and his keys were found in the pants pocket. And we will be back with more after this.
Welcome to Autumnwood of Deckerville, where every step we take is all about you. Here's Nicole Kaufman here to share how we're committed to making you feel at home.
Hi, I'm Nicole Kaufman, Admissions and Marketing Director at Autumnwood of Deckerville. When it comes to long-term care and short-term rehab, we understand the importance of a welcoming environment and personalized attention. Our residents aren't just individuals, they are family. Picture a home-like setting where every corner feels comfortable and inviting. We pride ourselves on serving healthy meals that don't just nourish but delight your taste buds. Our compassionate caregivers focus on your unique needs to build relationships and ensure your smile of satisfaction.
Call us at 810-376-2145 to schedule a tour and experience the warmth of our community. Or visit siennahealthcare.com for a virtual tour of our building. Autumnwood of Deckerville, where we're all about you isn't just a motto, it's our commitment to your well-being.
A top Hamas political official has told the Associated Press the Islamic terrorist group is willing to agree to a five-year truce with Israel and that it will lay down its weapons and convert into a political party if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. Khalil al-Hayya made the comments Wednesday amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel would consider such a scenario. Israel has vowed to crush Hamas following the deadly October 7th attacks that triggered the war in Gaza, and its current government adamantly opposes a two-state solution to the conflict with the Palestinians. A foreign policy advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declined to comment on al-Hayya's remarks. And we do have an obituary report for you. Barbara E. Jewell, age 76, of Harbor Beach, passed away Monday, April 22nd. Cremation has taken place. A celebration of life will take place Monday, April 29th at Zion Lutheran Church at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared with the friends and family of Barb Jewell at RamseyFH.com. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And again, this update has been brought to you by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. By Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech Team, serving you in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. And by Sienna Facilities and Autumnwood of Deckerville, for skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Now for a quick look at your local weather here at the station in Bad Axe. The temperature is 46 degrees, 44 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the east at 5 miles per hour. The humidity is at 43%, and we do have a frost advisory that will take effect at 1 in the morning until 8 tomorrow morning.